Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the energetics of the Scorpio lunar eclipse happening on May 5th, 2023. It will be exact at 1:34 p.m. That's Eastern Time, and it is occurring at 15 degrees of Scorpio in your natal chart. So you want to identify where you have 15 degrees of Scorpio, as that's where this full moon lunar eclipse is shining a light and illuminating something for you to see, something for you to realize, to work through, to emotionally process. The Scorpio energy brings up what is deeper within us so that we can bring it up to the light and understand how it might be operating internally within us, how there might be energetics here that we weren't aware of, but we're right on time to transform it, to renovate it, to regenerate something powerfully in our life. So we're going to talk more about that in today's podcast episode. I also want to note a few things about this particular eclipse. First of all, it's the last Scorpio lunar eclipse we're going to have until 2031. And I know it sounds bizarre probably to even hear that calendar year. But here's what's fascinating. In 2031, we're going to start with the Scorpio eclipses again that are nearly at the same exact degree point. It will be at 16 degrees of Scorpio. So it's almost like whatever is coming up right now during this last Scorpio lunar eclipse is going to take us through a very deep process of regeneration. And then in 2031, yeah, I know we're going years ahead here. In 2031, we have Scorpio lunar eclipse at 16 degrees in your chart, except then we will have the North Node in Scorpio. So this could be an interesting cycle to be aware of, to understand, and to know that whatever you are deeply completing and working through during this eclipse, you're going to see it in a whole new light in 2031. And also that's where we're going to be in a whole new place in the world, in our energies, in our experiences that we probably can't even fathom just yet. So I feel like there's something very interesting about how this is where the Scorpio lunar eclipse ends, but it's also where it will pick up again in the next cycle. So it's our final Scorpio eclipse for a number of years. That's important to note. Something else that's important with this eclipse is that because it's in Scorpio, it's working with generations of people who have outer planets in Scorpio. This makes it different than the eclipse we just had in Aries. So in Scorpio, there is the generation with Neptune in Scorpio in their chart. There's the generation with Uranus in Scorpio, the generation with Pluto in Scorpio, plus you might have Saturn in Scorpio, or Jupiter, or Chiron in Scorpio. So this eclipse can be triggering some deeper collective energies that we are ready to transform and work through, as well as any fears that might reside within those energy signatures. So this particular Scorpio eclipse, I'm going to give it an orb between 10 and 20 degrees of Scorpio. And so if you have planets or points between 10 and 20 degrees of Scorpio, this is working with you. And keep in mind that eclipses are collective, but they're also highly personal. And so if you have not felt like these eclipses have been working with you as personally, then that would be because the degrees of the eclipses aren't really triggering or activating a lot in your chart. There can be some eclipses that come in and they're really big for you. They're personal, they're significant, a lot is changing. And that is often the case when a degree point is working with your chart. So using this example, 15 degrees of Scorpio, if you have planets or points between 10 and 20 degrees of Scorpio, this eclipse will be bigger for you. But if you do not have planets or points between 10 and 20 degrees of Scorpio, then it won't be as personal, although you'll certainly be feeling it. You'll be working with the energetics, but it just might not be as big for you or in your life. Now, I have a separate video for you on YouTube walking through more of the particulars of this Scorpio lunar eclipse. And something else that is occurring as we move into this part of the eclipse energies is that the lunar cycle reverses. And that means that we will start to have a full moon first, followed by a new moon. Now, usually the common cycle is that we would have a new moon and then a full moon 2 weeks later. In this case, because we have just recently had two Aries new moons back on March 20th and then again on April 19th, it shifted the lunar cycle, switched it into reverse. So now we have this Scorpio full moon lunar eclipse followed by the Taurus new moon 2 weeks later on May 19th. So that's another significant shift here, is that when the lunar cycle reverses, those full moons can be even bigger. They can really accentuate things, highlight them, make something really clear and emotional even. And then we go into cleanup mode, figure out what needs to be taken care of, what needs to be done before we approach that new moon that gives us a sense of, okay, this is what I'm going to do moving forward. This is my new intention. This is what I'm going to work with based on what I realized with the full moon. So it can almost feel like this lunar reverse cycle is more responsive, perhaps even reactionary. It can feel like something happens and then you need more time and space to get a plan together or to understand what you want to do with these energies. Then the new moon that comes up is also when the sun is closing out its time in that particular astrology sign. So we're going to have the Taurus new moon coming up on May 19th, right before the sun enters Gemini. So it could feel like there's less of a smooth groove with this lunar reverse cycle. It could feel like things are a little bit choppy, but there's always gifts in every cycle. And we've had this before. We've certainly been through these periods where the lunar cycle is in reverse. So we know what it's about, but now we can work with it more consciously. And it's just something to be aware of in terms of how the energetics are going to play out while we're in this cycle. And the lunar reverse cycle lasts until the middle of 2024. July 2024, when we will have two full moons in Capricorn that then put us back into a typical cycle where the new moon occurs first, followed by the full moon. So I wanted to mention that because I do feel like that's an important shift as well during this particular eclipse cycle in early 2023, where we are moving into new energetics, more intensity, and there's more that could even feel like you're not in your usual or typical flow. But that is also right on time. That's also something that can help us be more adaptable and flexible and can help us stay aware of how to work with these cycles when they do switch up. Scorpio is the eighth sign of the zodiac and the second water sign. And it helps to understand some of the basics of Scorpio energy in order to know what might be arising for you during this particular lunar eclipse. Scorpio is associated with our really deep feelings, what we are holding inside that ultimately we are gaining trust in ourselves to open up and share it. Scorpio is where we develop the ability to be more vulnerable, emotionally trusting, intimate. It's where our energies can merge and others can get to know who we are at a deeper level. Scorpio is about our psychology, our subconscious. It's about our emotional world that perhaps we're not always aware of what's going on completely, but we feel and sense things on a deeper level. Scorpio is very magnetic and can be very charming and alluring. It's the energy too of alchemy, magic, more about the divine integration that we can create with other energies as well. And when I say other, it's because Scorpio is a relationship sign and it's how we learn to merge with others. It's how we learn to trust or where we have fears coming up. It's where we understand that ultimately our power is within ourselves, our own choices, our own feelings, our own internal world. It's not about what others do, even though we feel and sense it. Scorpio is about how you continue to empower yourself and trust your energy, even when you're moving through all the energies on this planet. So even when you're sensing if somebody else has a bad day going on, but you're having a great day, or you're sensing that somebody else is not trustworthy, but you want trustworthy people in your life, Scorpio brings us into greater awareness of what we're picking up below the surface and what that energy might mean, what the messages are there, even if we don't have rational proof or logical ways of understanding it. The water signs are designed to support our intuitive development, to support trusting ourselves, what we're feeling and what we're sensing, and knowing that that right there can be a truth that you trust and that you're aware of in yourself and in your experiences. Scorpio is also the energy where we maintain fears, where we harbor distrust, where we can be in some patterns and karma where we don't know who to trust, what to trust, or we don't want to trust. And so when we have strong Scorpio energies arising, like through this Scorpio lunar eclipse, we have opportunities here to go into those places in ourselves and to be very honest around how we're operating and what our fears might be. So I feel like with this Scorpio lunar eclipse, one powerful question to ask yourself is, what truth are you afraid of? Is there a truth that you've been avoiding or you haven't wanted to look at or address? Because that could come up at this time. So that would be one question to ponder. A second question to sit with would be to really feel into, are you afraid of your power? Are you afraid of what it means to be in your full power, your full glory? And have you felt like it was necessary to dim that down, hold it back, that you have perhaps lifetimes of persecution, abuse, harm, betrayal that have shut down your ability to be in your power and what that means to you now, because that can be an evolving definition. You could have different ways of tapping into what being in your power means to you based on where you're at in your journey, in your consciousness, in your life. So during this particular eclipse, you could have something pushing you into your power in a whole new way. And that can bring up fears. That can bring up some things within you that unconsciously relate or are corded to other people, other experiences, other situations. And that's what might arise for you to work with and to work through, is understanding that there is more than enough space on this planet to be in your power and what that means to you now, as well as to call in the tools and the support you need to help you with this part of your journey if it feels wobbly, uncertain, or fearful. If there's things coming up from those past life energies or memories that are triggering, oh no, I'm afraid if I do this, then this is what's going to happen. almost like we have these imprints, these very deep emotional imprints in Scorpio of something bad is going to happen if I am in my power, state my truth, fully own who I am. And so this would be a time to look at those undercurrents within you of fear, undercurrents that are slowing you down in some manner. And yet there is an invitation here from the universe now to address that part of your experience, to understand what those fears might be, what those emotions might be. And here is a visual and even a guided little journey that I want to offer you to help with this particular energy signature. Now, because Scorpio is a water sign and it's associated with what's under the surface, the visual I was getting was about a wishing well. And if you visualize a wishing well made of stone or brick, and you can see parts of it, the top of it above the ground, but of course you peer over into the depths of that wishing well and it goes down, down, down to a point of complete darkness. And you can't see the bottom, where the bottom is. You can't see what's down there. And so what you can do is visualize that this wishing well is a beautiful space to honor and to work with something that is deeper in your subconscious that you want to pull up to the surface. And so as you're peering down into that wishing well, you can visualize that there is a bucket on a string going down, down into the darkness. And that bucket is able to scoop up whatever you're seeing at the bottom of that well. And so that bucket could scoop up some water, or maybe it's mud, maybe it's scooping up something and it just feels very heavy, or maybe it feels much lighter than you anticipated. But visualize that this Scorpio lunar eclipse is directing you into that well to look at what is residing within you, and then to welcome it up to the surface, to bring it back up to the light. So you could visualize yourself using a pulley system to bring that bucket up, up, up to the surface, and to trust yourself around what you're seeing in that bucket as it comes up into the light. And it doesn't have to quote unquote make sense or be logical. It could just be something that you're feeling or sensing is in this bucket. And it's something about yourself that you know it's been there. You know it's been residing there, but now is when you have the strength, the power and the strength to look at what is in this bucket. So visualize yourself pulling this bucket up from the depths of the wishing well, and it might surprise you what you're feeling and sensing as it arises. And yet it also might make complete sense that this is what you've been unconsciously feeling, or it's been affecting how you've moved through things lately, or it's diminished parts of your experience, parts of your life. Again, trust whatever it is for you. Trust whatever you're feeling or sensing, and it might just surprise you even. But as I'm seeing this bucket come up from the depths of the wishing well, you could also see that this bucket maybe is coming up and you're looking at it through the glow of the full moon. And there's something reflecting back to you here. There's something that you are seeing in yourself in a new light, in a new way. There also could be something here that you thought was not acceptable. You couldn't really own this in yourself. You couldn't fully be this way in your life. You couldn't accept that this is part of who you are. This is part of your experience in this lifetime. And part of that lower Scorpio energy can be shame. shame around something, judgment or guilt or something that you're holding against yourself, right? Kind of these unconscious messages that we give ourselves that ultimately limit our capacity to love and accept ourselves. Almost like I shouldn't be this way, or I know this is wrong, but I'm still doing it, or I realize I'm operating like this and it's not really who I am, or there could be any variety of energies involved here, of course. But understand that this Scorpio lunar eclipse wants us to dig into the depths of ourselves and to bring those aspects up to the surface, up to the light, and in this case, the glow of the beautiful full moon, and to understand that all reflections of you are also reflections of your God self, are also reflections of your beautiful soul's power and of your universal wisdom, that all reflections of your energy can be something that you learn to accept and love more about yourself instead of keeping it in any kind of prison or in any kind of locked experience or locked emotions. Scorpio is a fixed water sign, and that means the energy can easily circulate. It can swim and spin and just twist around in the same circle or the same energy cycle over and over again until the energy is elevated. And so that's why I thought this visual of taking something from the depths of the well and rising it up can help break a cycle, break through a fear, break through something that's been limiting, disempowering. It's kept you stuck and even obsessive. That's part of the fixed water sign energy, is that you can spin in an emotional obsession. You can stay stuck in something that you know no longer serves you, but you want to bust free. You want to break out of it. And that is strongly supported. So not only do we have this full moon in Scorpio, which is a lunar eclipse, but we have this energy opposing the planets in Taurus. And those planets are the Sun at 15 degrees of Taurus, conjunct Uranus at 18, nearly 19 degrees of Taurus. We also have Mercury retrograde at 8 degrees of Taurus, and the North Node at 3 degrees of Taurus. And so what I feel happens with this Scorpio lunar eclipse is that as the full moon moves forward, not only does it oppose the Sun, which is always a jolt of new consciousness, but then it opposes Uranus. And that opposition to Uranus is the breakthrough, the breakout, the break free, even the understanding of a new commitment to yourself, that I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to do this differently. I'm ready to step into new parts of my power, my gifts, my talents, my energy, my intuition. I'm ready to elevate this, and I'm not going to hold back or stay in those previous cycles. Now, we can say all this, we can know all this, but we have to put it into practice. It takes practice when we are asserting a new belief system or a new intention. It takes practice to make it real. And so this could be a start of a new practice for you, where you catch yourself when you go into an old thought or a previous cycle that you don't want to perpetuate. You could stop yourself and say, wait a minute, I'm going to do this differently, and this is how I'm going to do it differently. And after this eclipse is exact, the moon will move forward and it starts a grand trine, a grand water trine, with Mars at 21 degrees of Cancer and Neptune at 26 degrees of Pisces. So there's a shock, there's maybe something that's chaotic, disruptive, surprising, even something inside yourself that you're done with, complete, no going back. That's also part of the Scorpio energy signature. Then as that moon moves forward, it's going to spend a few hours creating a grand water trine, and that is the flow that's coming in. Almost like the universe turns on a new faucet, a new spigot of inspiration that comes through and comes down that gives you a sense of how to move the energy, where to flow it forward, what is ready to be released and to move through in a way that not only allows you to purge and cleanse, but also then opens up space for the new habits, the new beliefs, the new intentions, or whatever you want to call in that is going to support you now. This is definitely a lunar eclipse with surprises, perhaps big announcements. Perhaps there are some shocking developments that come through. Maybe there's something that jolts you. And to be real, none of that feels good to our nervous system. All of that can bring up something that we have to then process through or sit with, but this is also where you're meant to see something and to fully accept it. You're meant to understand as well that Scorpio wants to set you free into new levels of empowerment, and we have to go through the discomfort or the emotional tangle that we've been holding, because all of that is your power as well. And there can be some unconscious patterns where we push away what is uncomfortable. We push away what we don't want to acknowledge, what we don't want to see in ourselves. We push away our shadow. And this is the energy of actually pulling it closer and accepting that there's so much of you that will reflect and shine in different ways. And we are meant to love and accept all of those parts of ourselves, even through the messiness and the discomfort, even through the intensity of the feelings. And this can be a very intense Scorpio lunar eclipse, because Scorpio is emotionally intense. We just had Pluto station retrograde on May 1st at 0 degrees of Aquarius. And Pluto is a co-ruler of this eclipse along with Mars. And Mars is in Cancer, another emotional energy. So there is a lot of emotion with this particular eclipse that we are being directed to work through. And to be honest, this might not be a fast process. This might take time. Whether it takes weeks or months depends on how you work with the water sign energy. But there is something here that's also closing out, and that's very important to acknowledge. The Scorpio lunar eclipse is working with the South Node at 3 degrees of Scorpio. And if you recall, back in November, we had another Scorpio eclipse that was conjunct and working with the South Node. So the emphasis here is on endings, karmic endings, emotional karma ending, power plays ending, things that maybe you've engaged in because you thought it felt powerful or gave you a sense of control. All of that is an illusion. All of that shifts and changes as we evolve and our consciousness evolves. It's almost like we start to understand more and more that the only real control and power we have is simply our own energy, our perceptions, our belief systems, our emotions, and that's what we are continuing to master. So I would expect that this particular Scorpio lunar eclipse will have breakups. It will have permanent endings and closures. It will be more things shutting down and going out of business. This will also be a time when the financial energies will come up and be something that we are currently working with, whether that is through inflation and what is happening with the stock markets and currencies, especially how there is now this ongoing push to digital currency, such as the digital euro. All of that is part of these eclipse season energies that brings up our resources, our money, what we pay, what we owe, what we make, how we invest. So there's a strong signature here on the financial markets, on our finances, on what we need to stabilize our lives, and also honoring what we need to close out or discontinue as well. With Scorpio, secrets come out. Things are revealed. What was hidden comes to light. And that could be part of the shocks and surprises. That's also where we're understanding more of what's really happening on this planet, including the very unsettling and horrible developments that are happening with children and youth, and what is continuing to go on through legislation, the ongoing power dynamics between dark and light, between what is truly happening below the surface, being hidden and suppressed, and everything else that we are moving through, whether we want to look at it or not. And that is certainly something that's also occurring, is that there can be ostrich head in the sand syndrome, where some people don't want to acknowledge or see what is really happening at this time, and they want to focus only on the good or the light. So there's a lot occurring at this time that is complicated, multiple agendas, multiple directives and groups and energies all in the mix. And this Scorpio lunar eclipse can certainly bring some of that to light, and also how we are being required to assert our power in new ways. And that could be uncomfortable. In fact, there could even be a feeling of powerlessness, like the overwhelm of everything that's going on and transpiring, and thinking, who am I? What can I possibly do? I feel like one amongst millions. And how do I stand in my light and my power when there's so many bigger things unfolding? Well, that's where it starts. It starts with each of us claiming and practicing that, living from that place of honoring our path, honoring our healing journey, and continuing to show up where it is uncomfortable. In fact, that has been one of the definitions of light workers, is that you move into the darker spaces. You go into energies and places on the globe or places within your soul groups that needs light. And that's why you are a way shower or a pioneer. It's not the easy path. It's not the simple path. It's not the blending in and hoping to just enjoy your cup of coffee with everybody else. The light workers are the ones who go into the deepest, darkest places with their lantern, with their light, who show up. And this can even be the whistleblowers. These can be the individuals who are shunned or publicly mocked, that can also be villainized for what they are revealing, or what they are holding a lantern above. And it only takes one speck of light to illuminate the darkness. And there are those who want to shut down that light. So this could be a time where you feel pushed to be more in your light, to be more in your power, to strengthen that up internally, especially at a core level, to know that this is a lifetime that is requiring more from you. You are being required to do more, to be more of your energy, to evolve more, heal more, understand yourself more, but also to call in more of your soul's wisdom, more of your unlimited power, to call in more of your higher self's guidance, and to trust your intuition that whatever you're moving through, you're not alone. You have a huge team of guides and angels and all these entities that are supporting this energetic turnover on the planet. And this could be an eclipse cycle that connects you to more of your untapped power that's been waiting for you. Similar to visualizing that wishing well, and you're taking the energy from the depths of your being, you're bringing it up into the light, you are integrating it, you are allowing it to be what it is, you are fully owning it. And that is one of the gifts of this Scorpio lunar eclipse, is to connect you with more of your energy that perhaps you weren't ready to see or acknowledge previously. This is the second eclipse in a row that is ruled by Mars, as the Aries solar eclipse was ruled by Mars and Scorpio is co-ruled by Mars and Pluto. So what we have is a focus on this Mars in Cancer energy, which connects to our masculine sides, our masculine expressions. It's a reprogramming of our emotional self in the softer, more intuitive energies of Cancer. So there is a softening of the ego, a softening of those hard edges, or where you thought you had to do something or assert yourself in a certain way. Mars in Cancer is more receptive. And so this is about digging deeper into trusting your feelings, going there for answers, going there for understanding. It's less about figuring things out mentally. It's less about logic and reasoning. Rather, it's going into the depths of your heart. And I feel too, like with the Scorpio energy, there could be a connection to where you've experienced a lack of love, a lack of acceptance, a lack of compassion, or a lack of connection that felt good to you. It's almost like that Scorpio energy will reveal what hasn't been there and how instead you've brought in other coping mechanisms or other fears or other responses instead of really addressing the cold, brutal truth of what is lacking. And that could be something else that comes up for this Scorpio lunar eclipse, is that you're realizing, wow, I've never had XYZ in my life, and I'm realizing it feels horrible, or it feels uncomfortable, or I don't like it. Or you could be understanding what has been in its place, or what you've used to cover up something that has been lacking or hasn't been present. And maybe that isn't working for you anymore. Maybe you're saying, you know, this doesn't fit. This doesn't resonate. I don't like these patterns or habits that I've chosen to perpetuate. I'm ready to do it differently. I'm ready to be so honest with myself and create some new higher standards. I'm raising the bar for myself. I'm requiring myself to be more trusting, or to be more open, or to be more willing. The Scorpio energy wants to connect. It wants to have a deeper understanding. And so this could also be a time when you see where you need support. And Scorpio is the psychologist, the counselor, the therapist, the energy worker, the guide, the person who walks with you in your truth, who walks beside you to support you in your empowerment journey. And that could be something else that comes up with the Scorpio lunar eclipse. Of course, there's many things that can come up, but I just wanted to provide an overarching understanding of some of the themes to help you hone in on what it is for you that you are evolving, that you are transforming. And actually, one of my favorite Scorpio words is regeneration. You are regenerating something in your life. You're raising the bar. You're stepping into more of your power, looking at something fearful that you have animated or has been constructed in your life. And you're saying, I'm going to ask for more. I'm requiring more. And part of what Scorpio is tapping into is your abundant value. How you are valuable, how you are worthy, but that can feel very separate at times. You could feel like there's a great divide, or perhaps there's something in your life that your understanding is out of balance and it doesn't really connect with what you value and what you want now. So there is bound to be greater emotional energies on the planet during this eclipse. There's also opportunities here to switch things up, to do it differently, to see it in a new light, and to travel with more self-love for yourself, self-acceptance, and to not push things away out of guilt or shame or fear or even emotional overwhelm, which can also be part of the Scorpio experience, where everything just feels so big. There's just an intensity there, and it's that intensity that can feel obsessive. So maybe there's something that you're meant to see about an unconscious obsession or emotional imprint. And this is where you're going to understand that it's okay to shift out of this. In fact, it's right on time. And that there might be some beautiful support waiting for you if you ask for it or if you reach out to another person to help you through something. And please keep in mind that Scorpio can also be trauma, abuse, things that you've experienced from another person, from their energy, be it verbal abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, any kind of trauma, sexual or otherwise. All of this comes up in Scorpio, and it's what we have integrated that isn't truly us, that isn't really who you are. It's the energy from another that's come forward or come into your space, and that's something else that can arise at this time. So going back to that wishing well example, know that anything that you are ready to address or see or work with will be revealed, and it's right on time, and you are supported in doing so, in looking at it, at taking the next steps, at understanding more of yourself and more of who you are, and that this could be a Scorpio lunar eclipse that beautifully moves you forward. Scorpio wants us to rise in our power. It is the energy of the phoenix rising after the transformation occurs. And because this is our final Scorpio eclipse until 2031, it could feel like there's more that you're meant to understand and work with, especially at a karmic level, especially at deeper parts of your emotional world that you may find you flow through it more easily now. And because we are still in Mercury retrograde during this eclipse, and we now have Pluto retrograde, it might not be until the Taurus new moon on May 19th that you feel things have settled down. So give yourself a good 2 weeks to understand what has come up or what's going on. Of course, you might need more time than that. But once we have the Taurus new moon, there will be some kind of clearer understanding, as well as some type of simplicity that comes through, where you have a plan, you know what to do, you know what matters, you know what you're going to put your energy into next. So when we move through eclipse season during Mercury retrograde, we often need more time for processing. We need time to just let things move through us that take as long as they take. And there is no expiration date on that. There is no end date. It's sort of like, okay, I'm moving through this. It's going to simply be whatever it will be. And I will trust and accept my own process as I move through this energy. So I hope this has given you some insights into what may be coming up for you during the Scorpio lunar eclipse. For those of you who are in my 2023 Soul Growth Astrology program, be sure and log back in and look at the energies of this eclipse in your chart. Perhaps there is more that you will see or even revisit. And if you would like to join the program, you can still do so. It is still open and available. Please check out the details below the podcast, as the full program covers all the major astrology of 2023, including the upcoming Venus retrograde and the other eclipses in the second half of this year. So thank you for joining me as always as we discuss the astrological energies of right now. I'll be back on Wednesday for our weekly show. And in the meantime, I'm wishing you a beautiful journey through eclipse season. Thank you so much for connecting with me. If you're interested in learning more about your astrology chart, please check out all of my courses over at mollymccord.online. I'll see you back here very soon and wishing you a beautiful Scorpio lunar eclipse of transformation and regeneration.